Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Dear Islamic brothers, viewers, listeners of Madani channel, please lower your gaze and listen to the dars from Faizani Sunnat with full concentration, because looking here and there, playing on the floor with your fingers, or by messing around with your clothes, body or hair, it is possible this may result in the removal of blessings. The intercessor of the Ummah, the knower of the unseen, the prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, said, on the day of judgment, there will be no shade other than the arsh of Allah Azza wa Jal. Three types of people will be under the shade of this arsh. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who will be the people under the shade? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, the person removing the difficulty of any of my followers, the one reviving my sunnah, and the one reciting durood and salat upon me in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, viewers, listeners of Madani channel, in addition to the fard and compulsory fast a Muslim has to keep, we should also develop a habit of having or keeping nafil and voluntary fast, as there are immense and countless benefits, religious and worldly, for us in doing so. There is so much of reward in it that one feels like fasting abundantly. The religious benefits include protection of one's iman, protection from Jahannam, and the attainment of Jannah. As for the worldly benefits, they include saving of time, of money, that same time and money that you will use in eating and drinking. Another benefit is a healthy digestive system, protection from many illnesses, and above all, the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal states in the glorious Quran, Surah Ahzab, verse 35. وَالصَّائِمِينَ وَالصَّائِمَاتِ وَالْحَافِظِينَ فُرُوجَهُمْ وَالْحَافِظَاتِ وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And fasting men and women, and men and women who guard their chastity, and men and women who remember Allah much, for all of them Allah has prepared forgiveness and a great reward. Subhanallah. Furthermore, also in the glorious Quran, Surah Haqqah, verse 24, Allah Azza wa Jalla states, كُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا هَنِيئًا بِمَا أَسْلَفْتُمْ فِي الْأَيَّامِ الْخَالِيَةِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Eat and drink with immense relish, recompense for that which you send forth in the days gone by. Sayyidina Waqi' radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, the words, the days gone by, mentioned in this verse, refer to the days of fasting, in which people abstain from eating and drinking. Sayyidina Qais bin Zayd Juhani, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, has narrated the following statement of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Whoever keeps a nafil fast, a voluntary fast, Allah Azza wa Jal will create a tree for him in Jannah. The fruit of the tree will be smaller than a pomegranate and larger than an apple. It will be as sweet as honey that has not been separated from its comb, and as delicious as pure honey that has been separated from its comb. On the Day of Judgment, Allah Azza wa Jal will feed the fruits of this tree to the fasting person. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, has stated, whoever keeps a nafil fast, a voluntary fast, expecting reward, Allah Azza wa Jal will move him 40 years distance away from Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. Look at the rewards, my dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers, listeners of Madani channel. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has also stated, whoever keeps a nafil fast for Allah Azza wa Jal's pleasure, Allah Azza wa Jal will create the distance covered in 50 years by a fast horse rider between him and Jahannam. Subhanallah. Furthermore, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, if someone keeps a nafil fast, and even if he is given the whole earth full of gold as a reward, his reward will still remain incomplete. His entire reward will be on the Day of Judgment only. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated the following merciful statement from the merciful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Whoever fasts a day for Allah Azza wa Jal's pleasure, Allah Azza wa Jal puts him as far away from hell as the distance covered by a baby crow flying continuously till it grows old and dies. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What beautiful narrations. How motivating narrations these are for us to keep nafil fast as well. We should make intention firmly that I will try and keep my nafil fast. Try and keep the Monday fast, the Thursday fast. How much of reward is there in it for us, for our benefit? Another report mentions that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, tell me such an act that leads me to paradise. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, make fast, keep fast obligatory for you, because there is no other deed like it. Subhanallah. Sayyidatuna Umm Ansariyah radiyallahu ta'ala anha has stated that once the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, came to me, I presented some food to him. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, you also eat? I replied, I am fasting, Ya Rasulullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the angels keep making dua for the fasting person's forgiveness as long as someone is eating in front of him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The following words have also been stated in another narration, that until the eater fills his stomach. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Sayyidina Buraidah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has reported, our beloved master, the knower of the unseen, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, stated, once he said to Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, O Bilal, come and have breakfast. Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied, I have fasted. O Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, come and have breakfast. Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied, I have fasted. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then said, we are eating our sustenance while Bilal's sustenance is increasing in Jannah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, O Bilal, do you know the angels keep making dua for the fasting person's forgiveness, and his bones make tasbih as long as someone eats in front of him. Subhanallah. Our beloved mother, Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqah radiyallahu ta'ala anha, has narrated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, whoever dies in the state of fasting, Allah Azza wa Jal will write the reward of fast till the Day of Judgment in his book of deeds. Subhanallah, subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability, the enthusiasm to also keep abundant nawafil fast. It is for the betterment of our dunya life, our akhirah, our spiritual and physical benefit. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, Sunan are abundantly taught and learnt in the Madani environment of Dawud Islami, a global non-political movement for the propagation of Quran and Sunnah. It is a Madani request that you spend the entire night in the weekly Sunnah-inspiring Ijtima' commencing after Salatul Maghrib every Thursdays in your locality. Habitualize yourself to a punctual travel in the Madani Qafilas with the lovers of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to learn the Sunnah. Fill out your Madani Inamat booklet whilst doing Fikr Madina and hand it to the relevant representative of Dawud Islami of your locality by the 10th of every Madani month. By the blessings of this, inshallah azza wa jal, you will develop a mindset and a yearning to protect your iman, to adopt the sunan and have hatred for sins. Every Islamic brother should develop the Madani mindset that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jal. In order to reform ourselves, we must act upon the Madani in'amat. And to reform the people of the entire world, we must travel with the Madani qafilas. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jaha mein, ay Dawud Islami, teri dhoom machi ho. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyid al mursaleen. Jazallahu anna Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahluh. Wallahu azza wa jal, for the sake of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, forgive us, our parents and all the Muslims. Wallahu azza wa jal, forgive the mistakes of this dars and all our sins. Give us the enthusiasm to become pious and practicing Muslims and make us obedient to our parents. Wallahu azza wa jal, make us your sincere lovers and of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Cure us from the disease of sins. Wallahu azza wa jal, give us the ability to act upon the Madani in'amat and to travel with the Madani qafilas. Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with the enthusiasm of doing individual effort to motivate others to carry out Madani activities. Allah Azza wa Jal, free every Muslim from disease, death, unemployment, wrongful court cases and every type of worry. Allah Azza wa Jal, may Islam dominate and the enemies of Islam be disgraced. Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with steadfastness in the Madani environment of Dawud Islami. Allah Azza wa Jal, bless every Muslim with obedient offspring. Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with martyrdom under the shadow of the green dome while we are beholding the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi and the neighborhood of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the fragrant breeze of Medina, accept all our lawful du'as. Kehte rehte hain du'a ke waaste bande tere, kar de puri aarzu har be kiso majboor ki. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alihi wa sallimu taslima. Sallallahu ala nabiyyin ummiyyi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulallah. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.